Hello everyone, and welcome to Black Girl Knows. My name is Lauren.
My name is Venetia.
And this is going to be a brand new podcast that will be touching on different things that are going on in today's society through the Black perspective, and particularly our perspective.
As Black girls.
Yes, 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 yes. So we're going to just, and we're going to be uploading brand new podcasts every Tuesday and Friday at 8 o'clock p.m. So make sure you all tune in.
Please stay tuned. Keep your ears open for more.
Yes, yes, yes. And we're going to go ahead and just get right into it. Like, let's just get into our first topic.
All right, our first topic is politicking time bombs. Okay. We're gonna unpack what's going on in DC right now, especially with the protests, with Trump, and yeah, everything else. So
first of all, what's going on in DC is like completely,
it's a mess.
It's a complete mess. If there were Black people that were protesting, they would not have gotten anywhere near that Capitol. It just baffles me that a group of people can get that far into the capital of the United States.
Yeah, and you know what kind of group of people
exactly.
That is.
So white
if they were Black people, they definitely wouldn't have made it. In a Black Lives Matter protest, you saw all the, pretty much the armed guard just mm-hmm. waiting, like, they were hours before the protest even really mm-hmm. got there. But as far as, like, white people, they were just, like, telling them to come in and waving them in the door. Right. It's just ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous. You get it. They had the National Guards for the Black Lives Matter protest. They had the big ass rubber bullets. They had tear gas mm-hmm. and a number of other things that they had no business having or using on regular citizens, but they had it. They were in riot gear, all of that. You saw absolutely none of that. None of that happened. Like,
the National Guard didn't come until the next day.
It's really ridiculous. And they was literally on it mm. during the Black Lives Matter protest. They were there. They were there with horses. Mm-hmm. How many times you see police officers riding on horses? They were there with horses, ready to chase people, mm-hmm. to do whatever
ready
they
to
do.
Ready to trample people down once again, who are literally simply fighting for their rights and respect. God forbid that we have rights and respect in America, mm-hmm. But that's just how it's looking right now. White people see it as a God forbid kind of thing. So yeah. As long as we keep fighting and keep talking about us and how we're being overshadowed by Trump supporters, really, that just want to see the world end.
They want to see it racist. They want it to continue
they
want how
to see
they
want it burn. They really do want to see the world burn. They might as well just pack up and just start a confederacy. And that's
yeah.
how it starts again, pretty much. They know how it goes.
And honestly, like, just go. Like, just go somewhere and
just
start.
Go.
Just take your leader, Trump, and y'all go. And y'all go somewhere and just be there. Like, do not intervene with what's going on. We're trying to get into a new space in America, mm-hmm. and we're trying to get to a new era, and things like this is just gonna always keep setting us back. Like, people like those people mm-hmm. are gonna continue to set us back. We're never gonna really be able to get forward and move forward to where we need to be when you still have people full of hate and racism
right.
that have that type of platform.
Trump really took us, like, we were marching for real, and then Trump took us like 10 steps back.
10 steps back.
Like, it's ridiculous how much reform that he's done, and like, no justice has been served to Black people this entire time. Like,
no.
Countless Black people have died throughout this time, and we just keep fighting for our voices to be heard, and it's nothing really happening,
yeah.
you know.
And how it's and we're just starting to get more Black political leaders in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just starting to get more Black political leaders.
It's like everybody was scared to come at the Obama, like,
Mm-hmm. And it's not even that. They wouldn't let nobody else be up there.
That's very true.
They wanted somebody in the office.
They blocked that all out.
Right. They want somebody that they can manipulate and control. And they felt like they could control a part of what Obama was doing. Mm-hmm. If somebody came in there with a radical vision, like completely radical Malcolm X type, came in there with that type of vision, they would not let them get there.
Because they aren't ready for that kind of reform.
Right.
They really aren't ready for
Right. They know that they would have too much power.
Like I was saying earlier, it's crazy how the tables have turned from the Trump supporters being completely uncomfortable in his world. And it's like, shouldn't we be the ones doing that? But when we were the ones doing that, it was just like massacres.
Mm-hmm.
So
they was beating people and putting them in jail and killing people and all types of stuff.
I'd like to really know what Trump supporters are fighting for.
Yeah,
what exactly is driving this anger?
Right, like what do y'all want? Like what do y'all, is it just that they want Trump to be president?
Literally, are they that brainwashed? They would let a man that drove the entire world, like that they know, into a pandemic. A lot of their family members died.
Dead. Like, and they still support him.
They lost their jobs. Like, what are you fighting for?
It's like they're fighting for their right to be racist.
Pretty much, in a nutshell. They fighting for a way to just, like, hate black people.
Right. And it's like, we don't have any black leaders that are coming up. Like, we don't have a Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or Marcus Garvey or anything like that. We don't have that for this
time.
There's
nobody to look up to that's, like, really leading the way.
Now, Malcolm X once said that what would happen is the entertainment, a lot of the singers and rappers and things like that, would become the new figureheads for politics within the black community. And it's like, that's exactly what's been happening. But the thing about that is, they can only say and do as much as their label will allow
them.
Right.
Really?
They're still puppets at the end of the day. They don't have 100% free will to just talk freely about whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they can't really weigh on real opinions because it's all like, they have to uphold an image. They still have to make sales. They still have to do things, and they still want white people's money.
Right.
So
people are also looking towards like black entrepreneurship to try and save the community, but I'm saying like now these days a lot of people want their money for themselves when they get out of a certain environment that they were stuck in or they felt like they were stuck in. As soon as they get out, it's more so a them thing rather than like, oh, I'm gonna disperse my wealth or my knowledge back in the community and like uplift everybody. It's more so I got my money, I'm out of here, see y'all, or not really. So yeah, there's a lot of issues with like the black community and find some sort of guidance. I feel like if we had a lot more guidance and we were not chasing after these false idols, like we have a lot of direction as far as where to go next for societal improvement.
Right. Like if you talk to a lot of black people and you ask them like, who do they like look up to in like that's successful and rich? A lot of them are gonna say people who are in the entertainment industry, and it's nothing wrong with the entertainment industry, but it's just they've made it so like that's the only thing that we can really thrive in.
Right, is like tap dancing. Yeah, for everybody else.
Like they
gotta put on the show.
You have to be into the entertainment industry in order to get that type of Jay-Z money and stuff like that. Like it's just, it's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, you gotta sell yourself. And that's how it's always been, really. We always had to put ourselves on the chopping block.
Yeah.
In order to receive some sort of, you know. But that's just how it is.
Yep. So we're gonna go ahead and segue into our next topic. So our next topic is going to be elite meat. Okay. We're about to talk about eating the rich, okay? Specifically, the big three. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates. So, first of all, let's talk about Jeff. Because he's literally the richest person in the world right now.
Yeah. Elon Musk just surpassed him this morning.
He just surpassed him?
This morning.
Oh, wow.
It's, so, like, there's no reason for someone to be as rich as they are.
But this is the thing. I believe, well, I understand why Elon Musk is a little bit, is surpassing him or whatever. I understand that. Because of the simple fact that Tesla is such a big community, it's such a big, like, that's a big company.
Yeah, it is a really
Tesla's
big company.
A big company, and like, and it's, that's a car. Mm-hmm. But this nigga Jeff Bezos is literally profiting off of the poor.
Yeah,
like Elon Musk is profiting off of the rich. You cannot get a Tesla.
You cannot. Can't even smell a Tesla.
Yeah, if you don't have money.
Employment,
but. Jeff Bezos, he has Amazon. Amazon is taking money from everybody's pocket.
Yeah.
Rich, poor, middle class. And he's making money off of everybody.
It's essential.
Yeah. So, like you said, it's essential.
And he ain't giving none of that money back.
None
all.
Of it. He's not doing any. He has more money. Like, if you could have worked every single day since Jesus Christ was born. And
all
you still,
hours of the day.
All hours of the day. And you still wouldn't make as much money as this man has made. Like, that is just... nobody should be allowed to be that rich.
Nobody.
Like...
And you know what's crazy? These people don't have to pay taxes. They do not have to pay taxes at all. They got pardoned from taxes. They will never have to worry about taxes.
Never.
Cutting into their salaries, these are the richest people in the world. And that is ridiculous. And that is capitalism. It's just taking from the poor and making sure that they stay in that spot so that the top 1% could just
thrive.
Yeah, could just be happy and just do whatever they want.
Right.
But wealth does not trickle down.
No, you cannot have a top without a bottom.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just it. You can't have a top without a bottom. These people at the top do not want people at the bottom to get up to the top because they're no longer going to be at the
top.
Yeah,
they aren't going to be at the top of the food chain anymore.
They don't want, they thrive off of that power. And so it's like, and I admire what Bill Gates does. Bill Gates does a lot of things in the community. Like, he has this program helping people with online school and things like that. Microsoft has done a lot for, like, a lot of different people. They expanded their company to
he
help
created
people.
Copy and paste. It's
right.
Like, I can't really be too mad.
Right. Like, he created something. Like, only thing, Jeff Bezos just created basically a online Walmart.
Jeff Bezos will make you work $15 a day. No breaks, really. Like, 15 minutes. And then, like, you get this super expensive lunch, and then that's it, really. You gotta, like, call from people's face all day because COVID. You don't get no personal space. That is a slave ship.
Yeah. And then they don't even really provide you food.
They
you
don't.
Have to buy it.
It's a slave ship.
You gotta buy
real.
Food. You gotta, it's
for the amount of money that you making, like, not even above, like, means, that is a slave ship.
Like, they'll pay you about, let's say, like, $16 an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I got $16 an hour. Do the math real quick. You're $16 an hour for 40 hours a week. How much is that?
That's,
$640 times 20. Okay, yeah. $640 times that by 2.
That's $1,280.
So you get 12. Let's say you get $1,280 every 2 weeks. $1,280 every 2 weeks. How much money does Jeff Bezos make in a minute? Look that up real quick.
He makes a lot of money in a minute.
Listen. Hold up. Wait till she pulls it up because y'all gonna be baffled.
Let me tell you, this man, he makes $149,353 a minute.
A minute.
He pays his employees $46,000 a year. It costs about $40,000 to have a 2-bedroom apartment a year. Let me tell you.
It's ridiculous.
So, yeah, it's like, that's no way of living. Having to work all day long.
Yeah, like, if you $40,000, if you include, like, you know, if you include all the expenses,
yeah,
of living,
all the expenses,
like, you know, groceries,
healthcare,
yeah, all this other expenses, it costs to live. Like, if you're making $40,000 a year, you're gonna spend $40,000 a year living. Like, you're not gonna have nothing left over from that. So, and it's like, he's making all this money. They're making him rich, rich, rich. Like, stupid, dumb, rich. And his employees are still living off of the basic, like, their basic needs. Like, it's just ridiculous. And you see a lot of Amazon people, you know, you see somebody work at Amazon. They're like, oh, they got money because they got da-da-da-da. But they don't have, like, money. Like, for the amount of work that his company is worth, all his employees should be making bread. They should not be struggling at any point, in any form, way, or fashion. They should be set. That company makes way too much money for them to be having the same problems that Walmart workers are having, and Rite Aid workers, and other people are having. They shouldn't have those type of problems, you know?
For no reason.
It's an elite company, so it's just, and that's the elite meat. You know,
they need to be donating way more than what they do. Let me tell you, $1 billion to $10 billion to these people.
It's nothing.
It is nothing. That is equivalent to like $100, $200 to us, to the average citizen. So you have to take that into account when we see these people donate. Yeah, when we see these people donating, we're like, oh, these are huge numbers. These are numbers that they don't even break a sweat losing. These are numbers that they spend every single day. These are numbers that they could have ended world hunger with. These are numbers that they could have ended the water drought in Michigan with. These are numbers that they could have ended a lot of things with, but instead they just do it to promote their businesses.
Yeah. Every Flint day. Still don't got water. They could have been stopped that. They could have been
stopped a lot of things. And the nobody Amazon fires, all of it.
It's like, it's all a system. It's all a system. They want it has to be a yin and a yang.
As long as things crash and burn, the rich get richer.
Exactly.
As long as things crash and burn, the rich get
richer. They will always get richer off of our, you know, demise. Off of the things that are going on that's bad for us. Like, you know, Amazon.
Right.
The pandemic. He became a trillionaire during the pandemic. It was during the pandemic that this man made $1 trillion and became officially a trillionaire. That's ridiculous. At the time when everybody in the country was at their lowest point, this man was profiting off of everybody's low points and made himself the richest man. Like, that's just really, it's evil.
And Mark Zuckerberg is in a corner somewhere selling out personal information for billions of dollars.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are just at these people's disposal at the end of the day. And given the opportunity, we should definitely go ahead and eat the rich.
Yeah. We should just, y'all, fuck the capital. Let's rush Silicon Valley and where all the tech giants is at.
And just start satanizing people.
And figuring out what's going on, because they the ones that's really in charge here. All the people that are in charge of the tech, the people that's in charge of your phone, those are the people that's really in charge.
All these apps that you on all day long, they are eating away at you all day long. They are making money off of each second you are on that app.
How Instagram just got sued for live streaming, selling live streams of you when you're on the app.
You are on the app chilling on Instagram. Instagram is recording you doing whatever. You could be in the shower. You could be on the toilet, as most of us are. You know, like, it is all so personal. And all that personal information is sold right now.
Sold.
Everything about you, somebody else knows. Some business tycoon knows what you ate yesterday.
Exactly.
Because you took a picture of it.
It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, y'all.
Everything about you is on sale.
Everything. Especially you are black people. You are money. Like, to them, that's all they see you as is money. They don't see you as a person. They see you as a way to make money. If they're not going to get money from you, they're going to sell your information to get money from somebody else. And that's just it. If there's an app that you have that is free, it is not free. They're selling your information. If you have to pay for something, then that's how they get their money. But if you don't have to pay for it, they're selling your info. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. They're selling your info, all of those, to people. And who knows what they're going to do with it, you know? But they are selling all your info. So we're going to go ahead.
Speaking of social media, anyway, we're going to segue right next into our next category, which is called Social tedia.
I'm gonna slurp up that tea.
We're gonna talk about everything that's going on social media right now. First off, Kanye and Jeffree Star.
I don't believe it. I can't believe it. Not till I see pictures.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
I don't believe it's true. And you know what's crazy? A white woman on TikTok came up and said this about, you know, Kanye. And I know Kanye is a little controversial, but of course you're going to come out and just try to defame this black man out of nowhere.
Why did everybody believe no white woman?
Exactly.
What is up with this?
Like, a white woman
women
said
are
this.
Not plausible sources.
Exactly.
They're not reliable sources.
They're so biased. They don't even know what they be talking about. So, look, you just come out and say that, and now automatically everybody believes it. Not an inch of, proof, not an inch, nothing from Kim. And then she said, when she said it, she said that her friend, a lawyer, told them about the case. That lawyer can be fired for telling somebody else about what's going on in their divorce case. So if that lawyer really did come out and say that, that lawyer would not be working for them right now, because they're definitely going to be fired. So I don't think any lawyer would come out and put their job on the line like that.
Put their client's information.
Yeah, for her, just so she can make
TikTok star. Like, seriously, you just trying to blow up on TikTok? Just
exactly.
Say that.
Yeah.
And then here come Jeffree Star, like, oh, Kanye's too short for me.
Yeah, like, come on now, it's Kanye West. We all know you would fuck Kanye West. Just say it. Like, if you, come on now.
We all know you have a black man fetish.
Exactly. He doesn't matter if it's tall, short, and but the whole fetish thing, he's another thing.
It's just a whole
I can't
other thing
stand
of, like,
him.
Fetishizing black men.
And he's racist. Well, but high key.
Yeah. High key racist.
High key racist.
Like, how do you have a Confederate eyeshadow line?
Exactly. And then you talk about and but you over here with black men, and the black men that are being with him are even worse.
Yeah,
because
looking
they know
for a bag. Our poor fallen ones
looking for a
the
bag
poor lost
and you know they do race play.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they fucking?
And race play is disgusting. Race play is ridiculous. If you do race play, you must
bottom
seek
of the
help
bottom
you
of the
must seek help
like bottom of the barrel.
You have a lot of underlying insecurities that you need to figure out. And to be honest, hit our DM.
Yeah.
Talk
I don't
about
care
it.
If you're black, white, whatever. If you're doing race play, like, you need to stop.
You gotta
it.
Stop.
Stop
you
it
should
now.
Actually turn yourself into a
yeah.
before
yeah.
it's too late.
You need to be in prison.
Because, yeah, that's crazy.
And speaking of race
yeah,
play.
Speaking of race play, let's talk about Mulatto.
Mulatto and Sweet. I saw something that said Mulatto versus Sweetie. Why people like favor Sweetie over Mulatto, even though Sweetie's music isn't all that, you know, good, and Mulatto's music is better. But they were saying, you know, Sweetie's personality is, like, way more welcoming, and she seems more like, you know, she would be nice and embracing as opposed to Mulatto.
She wouldn't call you a monkey.
Right. She wouldn't call you a monkey, like, or a roach, or some crazy shit like that. Because we all know Mulatto. The name
itself,
itself
is colorous, and it's disgusting to call yourself Mulatto. To
yeah.
separate yourself like that from your own community and try to push yourself like that on a pedestal just based off your skin color is absolutely ridiculous. And it's absolutely ridiculous that a lot of our black people are supporting her.
Exactly. But it doesn't make any sense to me. And she even came out and some old tweets of hers came out of her talking about dark-skinned women and her talking about how she so much better because she can wear her hair curly and straight because she's mixed with white.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's just, it's so much. And
it's ridiculous how she fetishizes herself of being mixed with white, but it's also ridiculous how other people
fetishize
yeah,
her.
Yeah, it's crazy how, like, black people are such in this swoon of just being so, like, you know, interested in being mixed with white. You can't be beautiful if you just all black, apparently.
Right.
You just gotta be mixed with something to be beautiful. You gotta be mixed with something to be different. It is absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm. And black, to be called exotic.
Yeah.
Like, they like women that are mixed with something else, and then they like that exotic stuff. And it's like, that's just so, like, it's so wrong.
It's ridiculous. Because
so
you
wrong.
See how black people come in literally
all shapes,
forms, sizes, shades. We come in literally everything.
Mm-hmm. So and it's like you can find a black person that's within your taste, you know, everywhere. It's always black.
There's women. A black person for everybody. Everything. There's a black person for everything.
So for you to fetishize women that look like black women but aren't black women all the way, it's like that's just right it's really
that's an underlying I hate myself issue that you have to face.
It's a I hate myself. I hate my mother. I hate my father.
I hate my bloodline. And I'm so thankful that I'm mixed with white. Is what you sound like when you're light-skinned Keisha. But anyway.
Yeah, light-skinned Keisha.
Anyway, you know.
Just change your name.
Definitely wasn't a good career choice.
Just rebrand.
As well as completely. Mulatto.
Mulatto, light-skinned Keisha. That right there. If you have light skin in your Instagram name, in your bio.
Light-skinned Bree.
Mixed. Blazing, curly haired, all of those things. Give it a fucking rest.
Because like, it's over. You're fetishizing yourself. You're making yourself look bad.
Yeah, you're making yourself look like an object.
Yeah.
For somebody else's pleasure.
An object.
Like, you're just
you're using yourself as an object so that you get further in life.
And you're like, honest. Oh, look at me. I'm lighter. Follow me. Like,
yeah. Like,
nobody gives a fuck. You know, it's 2021. Don't nobody care no more. Just stop it. It makes you look very corny.
Just be happy in your own skin.
You will not get a follow from me with light skin, anything in your bio, Blasian, you know, Blexican.
Oh my God.
I don't care.
Do you know how lucky you are to have black in your gene pool? Yeah. Black is literally, like, come on now. Black is everything. Just black is beautiful, except the fact that, you know, you're... You know?
Right, and it's nothing wrong. It's really nothing wrong with embracing the fact that you are part of two different heritages.
Exactly.
It's nothing wrong with that. You know, you have to embrace who you are. But it's something wrong when you use that as a personality trait. And you use that as an identifier. Like, completely, right. Like, my personality trait is that I'm Blasian.
Yeah.
Well, it's
like the first thing you do when you describe yourself is be like, oh, I'm mixed.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is asking you if you're mixed.
Give a fuck.
Nobody is asking you, so please stop pushing in our faces.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, about another thing about, you know, colorism and all of that, black alt influencers are being like, hushed and swept under the rug. Like, it's getting a little bit better now, but like, when you see a lot of white people do alt clothing or they do alts, and whether it's goth, emo, punk, anything of that sort, they usually get an overwhelming outpour of support.
Overwhelming stand of applause.
From a lot of different places. From black people, white people, you know, a whole bunch of people standing them and things like that. They get up there, they get to modeling gigs and stuff like that. It is so much harder for a black woman as an influencer, period, but also as an alternative influencer, because of the simple fact that that platform was never there. The alt platform for black people, never there. So we literally are having to make that platform now and like build it up for ourselves.
Yeah, it's just starting to get some traction, and people, even black people, are definitely giving a side eye towards it. But there are so many different kinds of black people that need to be seen besides just like straight black women and men. There are so many different kinds of black people that need the platform and need to be heard. So we should definitely start giving them those platforms.
And then it's like, also, the being alt lifestyle is not all peaches and cream and gravy. Like, you really have to be a very confident person, because when you go out in public and, you know, you're around black people, you're around people look at you like you crazy. Like, they look at you like you're crazy. Look at you like you're weird. Like, oh, you worship the devil. Da, da, da. It's not just an image on Instagram. You know, you gotta live everyday, day-to-day life like this. And people will look at you like you're crazy. And we do need to get rid of that stigma within the black community and normalize there being different types of black people and everybody accepting
and not everybody else is different is crazy.
Yeah,
they support the devil.
Right.
Anything wild, like all these wild accusations, like, from being different from the norm is absolutely ridiculous. And we should start ending those in 2021. We should definitely give those a break.
Yeah. we should for sure give it a break. So our next topic is going to be relationships. Okay, so relationships. You know, relationships are shitty, so period. We're gonna talk about black men first. Black men and relationships. What are they not doing? What do you feel they're not doing for you personally?
Black men don't woo anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's always a what you doing.
But we're not gonna downplay black men because we love black men.
I love me a black man.
Yes.
Black man is always my first choice, usually my only choice.
Only choice, pretty
but,
much.
But black men need to woo. There isn't much dating going on these days. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of just like, oh, let's lay up, chill.
Right.
Smoke.
Yeah.
There isn't no, oh, let's go out on this date. Let's go to the park. Let's go do something. That usually when you go out to do something in different scenarios, that's how you really get to know somebody. If you really wanted to get to know somebody, mm-hmm. you need to know
see
how they act
settings.
In yeah, certain situations and you know how y'all are gonna be able to mesh together really mm-hmm. when it's time.
You can't,
so.
Yeah, you can't know how you gonna mesh with somebody by just being in a house with them all the time.
All the time.
Like, that's just never gonna work. And I understand, you know, I can empathize and understand where a lot of black men are coming from with the simple fact that a lot of y'all don't wanna waste y'all time because we in a different era. Y'all trying to, you know, y'all looking for something that y'all want, just like we be looking for something that we want. And sometimes people want something from you and they don't really want to get to know you. So you feel like you have to be a little bit more careful about who you spend your money and time with. Mm-hmm. And that's completely understood. But you have to know when and when not to let that guard down. You know, you can't always keep that guard up if
right.
you really want to build something with somebody. You know,
not let anyone in.
Right.
And usually the dudes would be like, oh, I'm not letting anybody in. They are the dudes that, like, had a crush that broke their heart in high school.
Like,
and they
a
still stuck
ago.
On it, and they haven't given anybody a chance since then because they changed since then. Boy, you hit puberty.
Exactly.
That's what happened. You became a man, and you still holding on to those problems
exactly.
that are hurting you. You need to let that go and grow up and take somebody out on a date.
And let's be completely, completely honest. We're grown.
If
you're grown, like, you a 25-year-old man talking about something that happened to you when you was 13. I don't give a fuck about that. Like, talk about, you know, a relationship that happened when you was 13 and y'all was together
yeah.
for 4 months.
That don't even count.
I don't care. Like, and she cheated on you with your basketball homeboy or some shit. Like, if you don't leave that alone and just let
move
that
on.
Rest, just move on. Like, you can't sit there and hold that as an excuse and a crutch for you, you know, being this rock that you can't penetrate. Like,
right.
we don't like that, you know? We don't like it at
all. Open up, talk to us,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's okay to cry, like, every now and then.
Me,
personally, I don't like to cry in front of my man, because it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to, like, cry in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like you and, like, my mother.
Right,
and, like,
right,
that's
right.
it. But, yeah, it's okay to, like, just break that shell down. And just relax.
Yeah. See,
just relax. You don't have to be so hard up. It's
all
not,
the time,
it's
right.
the stigma behind men having to be hard up all the time, and that's not what I want. Like,
mm-hmm. That's definitely
like,
not.
Stop.
See, listen. She's a Capricorn. I'm a Cancer. I like men that are more reserved, kinda, but. I don't like when they always reserve. Like,
yeah.
I like, okay, if you reserved at first, then I get you to open up a little. I like that. Like, you don't have to give yourself to everybody, but you
yeah.
can give yourself to me. But I don't like right off the bat you coming off a little
mm-hmm.
open uppy, because first of all, it makes me feel like I'm being used.
Right.
Like, for you to get shit off your chest.
Mm-hmm.
For you to, you know, vent. Like, I feel like I'm being used. And so I don't really like when they come right off the bat. Hella like.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like an emotional slut.
Yeah. An emotional
dudes be
slut.
Emotional sluts all
emotional
the time.
Sluts.
They will use you to make themselves feel better. If they aren't fucking you, they will use you to make themselves feel better. And another thing is the hobos, they will find a way to get inside your house and, like, live off of you. Mm-hmm. So watch out for those dudes.
Yeah. If you are on your shit and you got your own shit and you, you know, making your money, doing whatever, please, 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 please do not talk to no man that is on anything less than what you're on. And there's nothing wrong with wanting that. If a man is, like, not, if he doesn't have a job, and you got a job, and you got your own place, and you got a car, and you got all this stuff going on, and he don't have none of that, why are you talking to him? You know? It's nothing, I get, it's not even being shallow or nothing. It's just you want somebody that's on the same level as you, or higher, and y'all can build together. You can't spend time building somebody else and then you can't even build yourself up because you gotta go all the way down there to build him up.
You have no reason to be dependent on if you're single.
Yeah.
You have no reason. Like, that man is not your child. And if you don't have children, why are you trying to make that man your child? Exactly. Just live your best single black successful life and do you.
Exactly.
In these streets. But, you know, fall in love if you wanna.
Yeah, fall in love. There's nothing wrong with love. And another thing, black love in the past versus now. You know, back then, people make it seem like back then everything was so peaches and cream. It was black love flourishing. But you gotta think about it. Back then, women weren't. Divorce wasn't that big of a thing. And then women were seen as baby-making machines. Like, you made babies. That's what you did. And we accepted our roles back then. But now that we're like, okay, we want more than that. We want to do more than that. It's different now. So it might seem like it's less black people staying together, but it's more so just a lot more women are realizing they work. And men. And men, right. too.
Men are definitely realizing that they worth more.
Yeah, because y'all are worth more, too. Yeah, and another thing, ladies. Ladies, don't be afraid to put your pride aside sometimes. When you feel like somebody is the one. If you feel like they're the one, sometimes you can woo him too. You know, it can be a back and forth wooing thing. Because men do need to feel special sometimes as well. Like, and we always talk about how we need to feel special, but they also do need to feel special in order for them to continue to feel interested in things like that. Unless they have a humiliation kink, which a lot of them do.
Right, but that's another way of making them feel special. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you gotta spit on them, spit on them.
Do a little, step on them.
Do a little jazzing up. But it's definitely okay to cater to your man. Not cool and Beyonce or anything. But it's definitely okay to give him a little love here and there.
It should be 50-50. Y'all should cater to each other, you know? And that's just, y'all.
That's just how love should work.
Exactly. It has to be like a 50-50 thing.
Mutual agreement.
Yeah. And if it can't be a 50-50 mutual thing, then it probably will not last. Right. It's always one person doing everything. Like, that's just not how a relationship is supposed to be. It's give and take.
Right, unless he's your sugar daddy or, you know.
Yeah, that's not even a relationship, though.
Yeah, it's really not. It's not. It's more so a transactional agreement.
If we talk about transactional agreements or you finessing, you do what you gotta do. Do you. Don't listen to this.
Finesse your ass off.
Finesse. Get that
this
bread.
This ain't about falling in love. It's definitely about getting that bread.
Right.
When it comes down to sugar daddy.
Right.
So.
But if you're really thinking about liking somebody or you think about falling in love, then listen to these pointers because men like to feel special. Just like women like to feel special. We all like to feel special. Buy him something sporadically. I feel like if you get a nigga some flowers, like if you got a nigga some flowers, I feel like he would appreciate it just because of the simple fact that men don't never get nothing. Right. Men never get anything. Like,
they don't.
They don't get nothing.
You gotta do to watch some shoes, something. You know.
And if they do get stuff, it's usually from like their parents for their birthday.
Yeah,
or like
nobody cares to men. We just forgot about men in like 2005.
Yeah, we just was like, fuck them.
People don't even celebrate Father's Day like that. It's like nobody really, you know, cares about men. But it's okay. It's okay.
We all have to do better. Just like they have to do better with wanting to make us want to cater to them. Because, listen, they be irky. And, you know.
You can't just be out here giving your all to a man. You cannot be out here slaving, giving your all to men. Do not give back their all to you.
Exactly. You have to find that middle and you gotta ride that motherfucker, okay? You find the middle man and you go. Like, once you find that nice median between him taking care of you and you taking care of him, That's where you stay at. You don't, you know, you don't go too far all the time. You can do it every now and then. But right. Don't go off the deep end and start doing hella crazy shit. You know?
Just start going wild.
So, yeah, we're going to go ahead.
So, yeah, our next topic is get a room.
You disgust me.
Disgusting.
Gross. So, what do you think men should be doing in the bedroom? Like, what do you think?
I like to be the center of attention. Mm-hmm. Like, the peak, pinnacle point, number one center of attention. Like, I'll give you attention, too. I'll make you the center of attention after you make me the center of attention. But right. If you don't give me enough attention from the start, I'm not going to give you any attention at all. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like you got to give me a lot from you to get a lot from me. But if you don't give me a lot from the start, I'm not going to give you a lot. And I'm not going to just give you a lot off the jump. I have to see if you're willing to give me a lot before I start to give you a lot. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like, just be serving.
Yeah.
You cannot serve. My thing is, I will not give head before I receive. I gotta make sure. That's my security deposit and making sure I get some head before anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you gotta make sure it's good.
Yeah.
Because then it also, like, okay, like, if he did okay, like, if he tried, you could tell he tried. He just, you know, or maybe I wasn't feeling it anymore, yeah. And it's just, I'm just over it, and I wanted to fuck. Whatever case may be, you know, you'll figure out what level of head you want to give him. Because it's different levels of head. You can suck lousy dick.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go, like, crazy hand.
Crazy, apeshit, crazy. Stupid.
So it's like, you can go, it's a spectrum. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if they give you,
but you only give the energy they give you. So if that dude just go down there and he lick your pussy like it's, I don't know, repellent, like don't go crazy.
Yeah.
On him, definitely just lay back and see what he got, you know.
Yeah. See what they giving first before you go crazy, because the one thing I realized about men, they opportunists. And if you give them the opportunity to slack off and bid, and if you open up that door, they're like, I'm going to do whatever, regardless of how good you perform, they're going to keep, you know, getting by on what they could get by off of.
They will definitely give you some lazy dick.
Yeah.
And you do not want lazy dick.
Lazy dick is the worst dick. Like,
it's like, ew, you know?
Nobody wants lazy dick.
At all.
Stop giving lazy dick.
Get up. Get energized. Yeah. You know, get off your back, dude. Stand up. Actually, you know, here's a tip. Stand up, edge of the bed, had a girl lay on the bed. That's the perfect position. That way, you know, you can rest your arms even on her thighs. You don't really have to do too much in that position. If you really want to be lazy, but that's a good position to be lazy in.
Or side fucking. Mm-hmm. The sideways fuck is the best lazy fuck, I feel like. Mm-hmm. That one's a really, really good lazy fuck. But period, we don't want nobody to be really lazy because, like, fuck.
Do your job. Do some job. Research on how to eat vagina.
Yes, y'all need to learn how to eat pussy, because
it's not gay to look up how to, you know, like, people,
it's not,
you know,
gay to be educated, man.
Yeah, it's definitely not gay to be educated. Definitely look up oral sex. Definitely look up things that you will want to try for yourself, because men don't really explore their sexual desires as much as they do. It's usually vanilla sex.
Yeah, y'all be like, into vanilla shit. Y'all be like, oh, I'm so freaky because I choke you and I say mean shit while I do it.
It's definitely not.
I degrade you, so I'm freaky.
Sex has gone beyond what you think it is.
Right.
So definitely do some research on that, because choking is very 2011.
Yeah. It's like, it's very, like, it's the most minimalistic thing that you can do is choke them. Like, you could at least choke me.
Yeah, and at least, like, put your hands on me.
Yeah.
Like, is that it? Like, seriously?
So, yeah, and if you like vanilla sex, you know, that's fine. Just find somebody else that like vanilla sex, too. And y'all could be vanilla together and make French vanilla or vanilla bean.
Right.
You know, and then y'all can have it a little spicy in there. And
a little vanilla cream, but not a lot of people these days like vanilla sex. Not too many people. So definitely spice your sex life up. You aren't as good with sex as you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably lying to you.
Some lying to you.
Probably faked an orgasm. Matter of fact, you should look up real female orgasms. And then compare it to what you see in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
just and nine times out of ten, a lot of the bitches that you fuck were faking it. Sorry, your dick is not that big.
You don't have any skills. Yeah. So definitely do your research. Stop jamming your dick in your fingers and holes.
In random holes. Yeah. Okay, so that's the segue. Platonic sex versus relationship sex. I feel like, let's be real. I feel like, okay, when you have sex with a relationship, it gets better over time. Mm-hmm. And that's good because y'all start learning each other. But you ever have those platonic fucks that be out of nowhere and y'all just try hella crazy shit with each other?
Yeah, those are usually the best.
It's like the best. And you never fuck them again. Yeah. It just be like, y'all just did hella shit and it was so fucking good. And yeah, it was so platonic. But like with the relationship shit, I don't know. The same dick all the time.
Yeah, it just gets boring. Maybe it's just us, like, not... like, we've been out of relationships for a while.
Yeah.
Like, we had the opportunity to just experience single life for what it is and experience, like, all these different people. And when you gotta experience the same person every day when you wake up as far as sex, it's, it gets a little boring if you're not spicing it up.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it gets very boring. Like, they have to want to learn more about your body.
Mm-hmm.
If you have somebody who doesn't want to learn more about your body, because you're never going to learn everything,
right,
then, you know, it's not going to work if they don't want to learn more. They have to want to learn more. So, that's it. You know, we just, you got to find people that really
want to learn. You got to be open and comfortable and not to be afraid to, like, try things because you think it's weird. Because you think it's, oh, my girl's doing this to me. It's gay. Like, what? Your girl is doing it to you. It's gay, you know? And so then, definitely open up your mind to trying new things in the bedroom and find out what your G-spot is and find out what other things you like and test it out.
Yeah.
Because life's too short not to test everything out.
Let's touch on friends with benefits real quick. So, like, I feel like that whole term is just so fucking toxic. Like, the friends with benefits term is so toxic. I cannot, personally, I mean, I can't fuck a man and be friends with them afterwards. I haven't platonic friendship.
Too much.
I just cannot do it. I personally just can't do it, especially if it was good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not going to work for me personally.
You can't just let everybody try him out here.
Yeah, like no. I'm going to be mad. Like, the fuck? Like, you just fucked me like that. Now you, like, now you want to be friends?
Town like that.
You fucking everybody like that? Like, it wasn't special. It's secluded to me? Like, yeah, no. Bye.
Can't have that.
So, that friends with benefits shit is, it's a big, like, no.
Yeah, your feelings will get hurt super easily if you bring in your feelings into it. But you gotta be in a good space with yourself where you, like, I want nothing to do with this man but his dick. You had to be in a very sound,
but it's like,
comfortable, like, okay, I don't want no... You know,
but it's like if you don't like him at all to the point where you wouldn't, I don't know, why keep fucking him? I see if you fuck him one time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but why keep fucking somebody if you don't like anything about their personality?
Yeah,
it's just that, like, you could find somebody who you actually like who got some good dick. Like, it's really people, good dick come a dime a dozen out here. These niggas is out here, you know. Just like there's these niggas out here is doing bad and fucking bad, it's a lot of niggas out here fucking like porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find that equivalent somewhere else in the body of somebody that you genuinely like. I mean, I don't know. I just can't. I can't, if I don't like them, and I could probably fuck them one time, but I can't keep fucking them and be like, oh, we friends. Like,
It's too much to deal with, and it's all the sexual partners that they have, and then you may have a lot of sexual partners, and then you gotta mix all of that in there, and you gotta mix your emotions in it, and it's like a lot of dangers.
Yeah.
And to be honest, friends with benefits usually turns into situationships, and situationships are sinking ships. They don't go anywhere.
They go nowhere.
Unless you one of those lucky few. I don't know who you are, but DM me.
Yeah.
And tell me your story. But unless you one of those lucky few, they don't go anywhere.
Alright. So, our final topic for the evening is because I said so, the Black experience in childhood. Ooh. You know, I'm sure everybody's heard their parents say that, like, hella times.
Yeah, because I said so.
Every single time. It's because I said so. They do not like hearing the word why. Like, they hate when you be inquisitive. And
yeah, and you wonder, like, why are your parenting skills so bad?
Yeah.
Like, because I said so. Like, they don't have nothing
right,
else to
say. Right, they don't have nothing else to say except for, because I said so. But it's like, I feel like also being raised Black, I enjoy being raised Black because of just the simple fact. I don't know, I wouldn't rather be any other type of race.
Yeah, I'm definitely proud to be Black, right. 100%.
So it's like, but I feel like a lot of the sayings and different things that they said and different things they did, it pertains to like everyday life, and you get up, you grow up, and you start thinking about that shit, and a lot of things they was making us do, and making us, ugh, Jesus, man.
Yeah, they just made you do a lot of stuff that you didn't want to do, and I don't know, being raised Black is fun, but it definitely has some traumatic points in there.
Yeah.
Most of it comes from, like, a lack of understanding between, like, parental units and the Black children.
Mm-hmm. And
Black
respect.
Children just cannot be heard for whatever reason. They go to school, the teachers don't hear them out, they just be like, oh, they acting out.
Right.
But they don't really understand.
Exactly.
You go home, the Black parents are like, oh, because I said so, you have to do this, and it's not really a genuine understanding of
why.
Yeah,
you have
like
to do
why
it.
I'm
like,
doing this.
Why?
Why are you hurting me? Why aren't you listening to me? Why can't you apologize to me? It's just a lot of just like confusion, and it's not a lot of like concreteness of, you know, right. information there. It's just always, you know, I'm always
right.
being hurt.
Yeah, and I'm right because I'm the parent. That's right. Literally their logic. I am right because I am the parent. Mm-hmm. And then like when we get into the stigma of like hard working in the Black community, like when you are asleep on a Saturday morning, your mother will still come in there and wake you the fuck up. Why? Because they think that you're always supposed to be doing something. In the Black community, you're always supposed to be doing something in order to be considered useful and valuable. Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing anything and you're lazy, you're disposable, you're useless.
Right.
And it's like, I feel like that stigma is very like far-fetched. Like, we don't always have to be working in order to be considered valuable or working our asses off.
We don't dream of labor.
Exactly. Do not dream of labor. I do not dream of waking up every single day to, you know, work.
To a dream job. I don't have no dream. I don't have a dream of me clocking in and saying hello to a white man every day.
Anywhere.
And be like, oh my God, like, I love this place. Like, I've never.
Never.
So, my dreams usually consist of me just living my best life.
On an
island somewhere. In my own accord. Just trying to do what I can do.
With, like, a big buff nigga just eating me strawberries and shit with his dick
a big,
out.
Huge, yes. A big, huge mandingo dick.
Just dick out.
Just feeding me. Mm-hmm. I don't dream of clocking in and having people just check on me every hour
and having to check up with them.
Yeah, and not making as much money as I can an hour because I limited myself to always having to be somebody else's.
Yeah.
So,
and you're never actually your own person when you always belong to somebody else. So it's like, but Black families have drilled that stigma of you gotta get a job, you gotta work, you gotta go to school. That's how you become something. That's how you're meaningful. You're gonna be meaningful by going to school and doing this and that. But it's like, you don't need to do that shit. If you have a talent, a passion, you can just do that. You don't have to like literally go out here and work at a fucking McDonald's just because your parents say it's essential for your growth and development. Working at McDonald's is not essential for your growth and your development. And I don't knock anybody that's working at McDonald's because, you know,
McDonald's is cool.
McDonald's is whatever.
Yeah.
But my point is people, they push the importance of working the rest of your life. Like, who wants to sit up here and work the rest of their life? And who said
what does that amount to?
Right, and who said that that's what we had to do? Nobody made a rule book and was like, you know, unless you want to try and say the Bible, but, you know, we ain't even talk about that. nobody was like, humans have to work till they die in order to be considered.
There's no way to live just inside of a building for the rest of your life. What about, you know, vacations? What about memories that you would want to hold on to for the rest of your life? All that you can think about is working. You have no other memories that you've created with your friends, your families, nothing outside just of the U.S. Just nothing besides working and getting your paper checks and... Like, it's just,
and then you go to school and then you get in debt from student loans, and then you work the rest of your life trying to get out of debt from those student loans. Then you retire and you still got debt from those student loans, and you can barely even really live after you retire. Yeah. Sometimes you can't even retire when you're supposed to retire. You got to keep working an extra 20 years because you don't even have enough money to retire.
Right.
So, and that's the reality in mostly the black community, because these white people, you know.
White people are doing what they, the crazy part is
they're
white
set
people
up
are
for
so
it,
good. They were set up for just living the rest of their lives and loving. Yeah. They don't think about this. When white people have kids, they be like, oh, what can I do for my child right now? And they start putting away college funds because they can. They start putting away bank accounts because they can. Black people don't really have this choice. Well, a lot of black people don't really have this choice, but it's like, all that we know is working instead of being creative and just finding our own ways of just branching off and being who we are.
Right.
Black people do not know how to be who we are on our own without having a clock in, without having to check in with a white person first.
Yeah. And we talk about the black community.
Yes, that is highly annoying.
Yeah.
Having to check in with somebody first to make sure that you are who you are.
Be your own, just be your own person. A family aside, work aside, society aside, work on being your own person. Don't think about, okay, I mean, of course you have to think about how am I going to make a living and all of this stuff. Yeah, you gotta think about that stuff. Mm-hmm. But try not to think about that too hard. Think about what makes you happy.
Right.
And then think about a way that you can profit off of that. Off of making yourself happy. How can I make money by making myself happy? By doing the things that I love, you know? Right. Then do it, branch it off like that. Instead of, okay, I need to make this money in order to make myself happy. So I'm going to do something that makes me unhappy in order to make the money.
Mm-hmm.
But focus on your happiness first. And then that's when you can monetize your happiness and start making money from it. It's gonna make you even more happy, or it can make you even more sad, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. But basically, give it a try. You know, try.
2021 is about owning yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Take those shackles off. Take those familial shackles off. Take them job shackles off.
Everything.
Take everything off and reveal yourself to yourself. But most definitely, try to own yourself this year and top whatever you did last year.
Right. This year is the year of, you know, growth and ascension.
Mm-hmm.
This is our year. As, you know, the black community, black people, we will thrive this year. It's no question. It's just you have to make sure that you're thriving with us and you're not left in the dust. Because this is about to be a really influential year for us.
Black people are definitely about to take off. We ourselves are going to try to take off. And we hope that y'all are definitely along for that ride.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess we're going to wrap everything up. And, you know, with that being said, this is Black Girl Knows.
Yes, thank y'all for tuning in to our first podcast of Black Girl Knows. It's very appreciative for y'all to come and tune in with us. We really like that.
Yes, we really, really appreciate
please
it.
Please make sure that y'all tune in for the next episode, which will be Tuesday at
8 o'clock p.m. At 8 o'clock p.m., we will be uploading a second podcast, and every Tuesday and Friday we will upload at 8 p.m. our launch segment. So definitely make sure y'all stay tuned in, because we got a lot of different things to talk about with you guys. New hot topics every single week. And you know, we're even going to do a Q&A segment a few times, just to get y'all perspective on a few things and what y'all think about all of these crazy things that are happening right now.
We love to hear y'all opinions. Definitely stay tuned on our Instagram at Black Girl Knows. And definitely follow our personal Instagrams. We'll put that in the bio.
Yep.
But thank you all so much for listening.
Yes.
And be black, be blessed,
be beautiful. And signing off.